Welcome to Mr. Brillo's Musings, your weekly update for what's going on in Maroon Team Social Studies. Hey, welcome back to Mr. Brillo's Music. It's unbelievable how quickly this week seemed to fly by. It's our first five-day week in a little bit of time, right? Our first normal week, uninterrupted, and it was nice. It seemed to make things go a little quicker. As a reminder, students have to finish their course selection in Skyward by January 30th, which this is currently right now today as I'm sitting here recording and producing this thing. If you're like my family, I know my son had to remind us today that we had to go back and check it. A full normal week also meant a full class period on Friday, which meant I had a chance to show another video. This past week, I showed a three-minute video of Jay Shetty. And if you're not familiar with Jay, he was a student in London. He decided to drop out of school and go become a monk. And he lived in an ashram for 3 years. And he has taken what he learned in that ashram as a monk, a Buddhist monk, and he's kind of came back into quote unquote the world. And Jay records this 3 minute video. It's a speech where it talks about, you know, being true to yourself, being who you really are. And he's got this great line at the end where he says something along the lines of, you know, the world needs you to be exactly who you are. So if you get a minute, watch that 3 minute video. I think it's a really cool message, especially for our middle school students to hear as, you know, they're trying to figure out who the heck they are. So something a little different this week. We kind of did the same types of things broadly for most classes. So I want to talk about just this past week for both my classes at one time, and then I'm going to talk about this upcoming week for both my classes at the same time. So this past week, the first 2 days of the week were really focused on high school course selection. On Monday, we watched two videos all about graduation requirements and how they're going to go about selecting their courses. And then on Tuesday, the high school guidance counselors and some of the Wildcat ambassadors came into the classroom for social studies, and they helped the students to make those course selections and their elective alternates. So the students had to get anywhere between 6.4 to 6.9 credits, list some alternates so that they can get the courses they want. All course selections are due by January 30th, 2024. And if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out. The students spent most of their time in both classes working on the first assignment of the third quarter. That is the number one quarter three timeline. They investigated 25 key events from American history. Most of these events, 21 of them, I believe, or 22 of them, were during the industrialization of the United States from the early 1800s to the mid-1900s. Some of them were events that we discussed in the first and second quarters. We felt it was important for students to kind of understand what was going on, to put some of these events into context. You know, they seem simple, and the kids kind of get annoyed by these assignments, but we like them for a couple of reasons. One, it gives them an overview of the time period we're talking about. Two, it introduces them to some of the major events. And then three, the most important thing is it helps them with their research skills, right? Googling is a skill. And that's where the kids get so frustrated is quite often they find, quote unquote, the right answer, but it ends up being the wrong answer because the things they're Googling aren't correct. So it's a way for us to have those discussions on how you use Google effectively. The accelerated classes, so my period in 3 and 8, they also finished up their quarter two podcast. They had class time on Wednesday to finish it up, and then everything else was done outside of class. So that's what we did this past week in my classes. All right, on to next week for both of my classes. So this week is the 22nd week of school. It's the last week of January, the first week of February. We have an in-service day on Monday where the students aren't in. And then both of my classes will be kind of focusing on the same things in different orders. Some students will need some more time to finish up their timeline. They'll have a little bit of class time on Tuesday to do that. We will also start to look at and do some content bursts about the Industrial Revolution. So how we went from being, you know, nomadic hunters and gatherers to eventually going through the Agricultural Revolution to then eventually the Industrial Revolution, which we're going to talk about this week. The students are going to do this activity where they will actually chart out, map out, and draw out the industrialization and urbanization of a small village. It's something that our assistant principal, Ms. Brinson, found a couple years ago. or last year, I think, shared with Mr. Creswell, who did it. And he said that it got rave reviews from his students and it really helped them to conceptualize how industrialization, going from making things by hand to machines, really changed where and how we live in the United States. So that'll be most of the week for both classes. We're going to be working on this little in-class drawing activity. And in addition, we're going to watch a movie called Liddy. And it's something that many students will scoff at this because Liddy is a cheesy, cheesy movie. But I think that's kind of the draw to it too. It's a work of historical fiction, and it does an amazing job of showing the struggles faced by many working class Americans, especially young women during the Industrial Revolution. So we're going to take a look at these two things this week so the students can understand how we industrialized and how the industrialization impacted how we lived our lives in the United States. All right. One final key update for this podcast is with the new quarter, we are talking about new topics. We're talking about new information. We're talking about the Industrial Revolution. And I'm going to ask, I need 100 parents to fill out this Google form, because one of the things we're going to do is talk about how inventions, singular inventions, change the way Americans lived. And we're going to ask for some help here. We're going to play a Family Feud style game to introduce these inventions. So I have a Google form linked in this email where I'm going to ask the first 100 people who can to answer this and tell us, you know, which invention in transportation had the greatest impact on American lives, which invention at home. And it's up to you. You choose, you determine. I really appreciate any help you can give us in doing this. It's kind of cool for the kids to see what people think. And then the second thing is my second chance learning form. I don't take points off for things being turned in late, but I do believe there needs to be some sort of consequences. So I've had this here all year, but I'm going to be a stickler with the students. As I told them that if they turn in an assignment past the due date, or if they resubmit an assignment, they must fill out a Google form. And that Google form works as a reflection for them. It's going to think about why they did things, why they missed the due date, how they have to do it again. It's going to serve as a note for me to grade it. And then also you'll get a copy of the email so you can see that they're submitting things late and why. So it just keeps everybody on the same page. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.